defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio in these Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios begins right now. How the heck are you today? Kind of slow out there, slower than usual when it comes to anti-gun rhetoric, because the Dems are all ramped up on impeachment right now. We told you about that on the Sunday program. However, don't let your guard down, because they got little minions out there doing their bidding for them, and we'll expose them every chance we get. Oh, I got a piece here that's really provocative I want to talk with you today. I have no idea how long we're going to go into this, but it is a fascinating conversation, one that I think you're going to find interesting. Our good friend Stephen Gutowski, the award-winning journalist over at the Free Beacon and a dear friend of mine in this program and yours, a fairly regular contributor, wrote an opinion piece in the Washington Examiner on the 26th, just a few days back. What, 6 days ago, something like that? What gun confiscation would look like. What a fascinating topic that is, isn't it? And it's provocative because a lot of people don't like the truth. The truth is a harsh mistress. And telling the truth can get ugly sometimes. It can get ugly because people don't want to hear the truth. And then they say, are you threatening me? No, I'm just simply telling you the truth. Stephen did a pretty good job of it here. We're going to cover this today because I want you to think about, there's been a lot of talk about this lately. Beto O'Rourke, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s. No, you're not, bro. No, you're not. Sounds good when you're ginning up your base, but you're not taking anything from a law-abiding American. It's unconstitutional. It'd be sued into oblivion. You'd lose. And you're not. And no Congress, not even the Democrat-controlled House, would pass it. You're not taking anything away. But that's not the point. The point is they want to. The point is that, as I mentioned to you just the other day, a majority of Democrats, 8 in 10 of the 1,000 that were polled, were in favor of it. Confiscatory policy. So how would that go down in America? I think before we get into Stephen's piece, and he does reference New Zealand, you got to keep a couple things in mind. New Zealand is in America. New Zealanders don't have a protected, constitutionally recognized right, an inalienable right that their constitution recognizes that predates the document that recognizes their right to bear arms as an individual God-given right, which is what the Second Amendment is, and the First, and the Third, and the Fourth, and the Fifth. It's what the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, is all about. But New Zealand had a roughly 1.5 million, if I'm not mistaken, quote-unquote evil black rifle owners in what was, up until the Christchurch shooting, one of the safest countries on earth, a very small population with a fairly substantial amount of AR-15-style rifles, modern sporting rifles, in the hands of law-abiding people who harmed no one, making New Zealand one of the safest countries on earth. And then one lunatic terrorist brings their progressive socialist leader to her knees, and she decides to punish all of those citizens who have done nothing but make New Zealand one of the safest countries on earth. So you understand the playbook, right? That just sets the stage for the playbook. Less than 20,000, Stephen Gutowski reminds us, less than 20,000 of the estimated 1.5 million modern sporting rifles in New Zealand have been turned in. Less than 20,000. We're a year and a half into this now, right? About a year, I guess, maybe. And 20,000. Let's go to the United States of America, a country of between 320 and 350 million people. There are more guns in America than there are people. We acknowledge it. We don't know the exact number. But there are hundreds of millions of firearms in America. Now, how can you actually make that statement? I've got like 60, okay? 20 handguns, 6 or 7 AR-15s. I've got rifles, just various rifles, various calibers. I've probably had 200 guns come in and out of my safe over the years. And you know what? That's not a lot. I know people who have rooms built to house their guns. Real true man caves, the real deal. Seriously. But there are hundreds and hundreds of millions of guns in America. So use that New Zealand model. Friendly nation. How many people turned volunteered? Less than 20,000 have turned in so far, less than 20,000. How do we know that? Because they know the numbers. They know how many they've had turned in. So Stephen approaches this subject, what gun confiscation would look like. So we set that up for you, just use New Zealand as the most recent real-life example. Turn now to the United States. Beto O'Rourke has been running his mouth that he will come for your guns. Other Democrats joined in. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. And as Stephen reminds us, and I quote, the talk in some quarters switched with impressive quickness from nobody wants to take your guns to hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. And what Stephen reminds us is those people don't understand I'm just going to quote him here. There he is. But what those people don't understand is what a mandatory gun buyback, more appropriately known as a gun confiscation, given the government never owned the guns in the first place, would actually mean. And he reminds us that it's unprecedented, it's unconstitutional, and it's unworkable. So let's explore that today. Let's assume, for the sake of argument, that Beto O'Rourke won the primary and somehow won the election. With his confiscatory talk, he would immediately claim that that was some type of mandate. And he would feel that he would have the political capital to spend to institute his quote-unquote mandatory gun buyback, i.e. read that as confiscation, because that's what it is. And he then attempted to put that into place. And let's say that he attempted to do that in the first 100 days. What would it look like? What would happen? Have you ever thought about this in detail? I have, many times. Because now you're forced, as I've been saying for many years, if you're new to the program, I used to make the comment a lot, and I still do from time to time, that as long as the Democrats, the socialists, continue pushing America towards the precipice with this dangerous rhetoric regarding our gun rights in particular, not just gun rights, but in particular for the focus of this program, if they continue to push us towards the precipice here, Americans, good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding Americans, you are going to be forced to have to make a decision that you never thought you would have to make as a law-abiding American ever in your lifetime. And some people read that as, because I've been intentionally vague about what I mean by that. I've never really articulated specifically what I'm talking about. And here's why. Because I don't know. I don't know what decision you're going to have to make. Here's a few examples that I've used over the years. Mainly, the decision to whether or not to have to violate the law. We fear the law as decent, hardworking, law-abiding Americans. We don't want to be put into the judicial system, unlike criminals and gangbangers who grow up in prison and some cultures where their whole families have been in prison, like father, like son. The good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding, the vast majority of Americans fear that life. They don't want to be locked up. And the fear of being locked up keeps people on the straight and narrow. That's what makes people law-abiding. And guess what? It goes even farther. It's not even just the fear. It's just good, decent, moral people don't want to break the law. Not because they're scared of the judicial system. They just want to do right in their lives. And the government, with this continued dangerous rhetoric, the candidates, what many in government, many sitting in the House of Representatives, for example. So in that sense, the government, with this dangerous rhetoric that they want to come and do this, that they want to harm this, that they want to take away these rights, is pushing you to, at some point, it's inevitable, to have to make a decision that you never thought you would have to make. And in most cases, what I'm referring to there to get specific is whether or not to violate the law. Beto O'Rourke has been elected president. Beto O'Rourke in now his 100 days, is going to expend the political capital and the mandate he feels he has because he won the election, and that was his primary campaign shtick, was taking your stuff, is now in the process of attempting to implement that. Now you're going to have to make a decision, aren't you? Are you going to comply with Beto O'Rourke's unconstitutional edict? Are you going to march down with your guns and willfully hand them in? Because keep in mind, if you don't do that on a specific date set up by him, assuming it got, assuming that there has not been a challenge, are you going to walk your gun down there? That's a terrible decision to have to make. Because if you don't, you're going to be a criminal because he said so. We'll be back after this and explore this. Fascinating.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at VaultProUSA.com. That's VaultProUSA.com. And check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at VaultProUSA.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
AAR listeners, you have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow and my friend, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Look, I've been using MyPillows for about 3 years. That's how I met Mike. Now he wants to give you deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code AAR, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter the promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios. Here we go. Let's continue this fascinating conversation. So now you're a law-abiding American. You're forced to have to make this terrible decision. You have to decide whether or not to commit a newly created felony. Answer's easy for me. I'm not giving them crap, period. I don't care what they can call me. I'm never, ever, ever marching a firearm to a law enforcement officer, to a staging area, to a gun. It's never going to happen, ever. Not in my lifetime. And I tell you that on these airwaves. That's not bravado. It's not machismo. It's just me telling you as a free American, I'm not giving you my freedoms. I'm not handing you over my freedom. It's that simple. So to me, that decision is really not that difficult. And anyone who knows me knows that I'm being very sincere with that. I'm not giving you anything. I didn't give you my bump stock. Couldn't find it. Don't know where it went. But I'm not giving it to you. I understand 582 people did out of the estimated hundreds of thousands that were out there. It's an obscure item anyway, but gee, in a country of 350 million people, a few hundred thousand might not even be statistically significant, but it's still a few hundred thousand and only 582 were turned in. So obviously, a lot of you feel the way I do. Absolutely not. Am I going to give you this? I bought it. I bought it legally with my hard-earned money, and I'm keeping it. It's mine. I have a right to own it. Now you want to change the goalpost and tell me I don't have a right because you want to change the definition. Doesn't work that way in my book. Again, that's not bravado. It's not machismo. It's just me telling you I'm not willfully giving you my freedoms. And guess what? The vast majority of law-abiding Americans feel exactly the same way I do. And I know that what I say now, the vast majority of you are absolutely agreeing with me. I can see you shaking your heads. I can hear you saying it. I can hear you talking about it in unison in the car with me right now. Neither are you giving the government anything that you own. So what does O'Rourke think would happen? Let's go back to Stephen Gutowski. O'Rourke's call to confiscate AR-15s and AK-47s is unlike any policy ever instituted in the United States. Beto wouldn't only ban future sales of the firearms, as was done in 94, but also force millions of Americans who already legally own them to give them up or face fines, jail, or worse. So the government doesn't know I have, I don't know, however many, whatever guns he decides. Think about what we're talking about here. That I can no longer own, that were legal for me to own for the last 45, 50, 56 years of my life, but not today, not more, because he said so. Now, he doesn't know I have them. Am I going to tell him that I have them? I sit in front of this microphone, you know I have them. So I'm probably not a good example of that. So let's use you. Are you going to tell him you have them? Or are you just going to shut your mouth? Now you're having to make that decision. Because by shutting your mouth, you're becoming a criminal, facing fines, jail, or worse. What's worse than jail in this scenario? What is Gutowski referring to? What's worse than jail? So here you are. We've gotten to this point where Beto O'Rourke, that goofball, now keep in mind, he stands no chance, but that's not the point. This is a hypothetical situation. He's not the only one that wants to do this. We are at the point where confiscation, what they're calling as buybacks, mandatory buybacks, are now a reality. Stephen reminds us, a quote, the realistic chances this proposal could become law and survive a legal challenge are currently vanishingly small. Beto is unlikely to win the primary, given that he's polling at about 3% and hasn't seen any real bump from his confiscation declaration. Such a scheme couldn't pass the House or Senate as things stand now. Even the Democrat-controlled House seems unlikely at this point to pass a ban on the sale of the same guns. And it is clearly unconstitutional under the Heller and McDonald Supreme Court precedents, which recognize an individual right to own firearms that are in common use by Americans for lawful purposes. There's no rifle in more common lawful use in America than the AR-15. Additionally, many police officers are unlikely to be willing to enforce such an order should it ever come. Still, and this is the key, the crux of what we're talking about today, it's important to look at the reality of what such a proposal would require. where the guns are. We've got a graphic here. Let's talk about this briefly before we go any farther into this. Countries with the highest rates of civilian gun ownership. Civilian-owned firearms per 100 residents. You know who they are? The United States leads the pack whoppingly. 120.5. 120.5. Take a listen to this. No official stats on how many guns Americans own, but the Small Arms Survey is the most widely recognized estimate of civilian police and military gun ownership in the world. The most recent estimate, check this out, puts your guns, my guns, civilian-owned firearms in America at about 400 million. I'm going to tell you that's low. I know lots of gun owners who have lots of guns that if you did the math on it, I bet you that 400 million is probably closer to 600 or even 700 million. It could be higher. And that is far more than any country in the world. But here's what's put it in perspective. There are more guns here than people. We know that. Civilians own 100 times as many guns as the military. 100 times more guns than the U.S. military. Americans own so many guns, in fact, that it amounts to 3 times all of the world's militaries combined. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. So when Joe Biden says, you couldn't take on the government with your AR-15 and your AK-47. Again, I remind him to go and have a little chat with the Taliban, who's been holding off two of the world's most powerful armies ever for decades in Afghanistan. I mean, just go do the math. Speak to a Korean War vet. When 100,000 Chinese came over a hill with their rifles, what happened? Joe Biden's a clueless loon. But when you look at those numbers, Americans own so many guns that it amounts to 3 times all the world's militaries combined. That's a huge, huge number. Huge number. Yemen is behind America with 52.8. Montenegro, 39.8. Serbia, 39.1. Canada, 34.7 is fifth. Uruguay, 6. Cyprus, 7. Finland, 8. Lebanon, 9. Iceland, 10. Bosnia and Herzegovina, 11. Austria, 12. Macedonia, 29.8 at 13. Norway at 14. Malta, 15. Switzerland, 16. New Zealand, 17. Go back to New Zealand in a second. Kosovo, 18. Sweden, 19. Pakistan, 20. Portugal, 21. France, 22. Germany, 23. Iraq, 24. And Luxembourg, 25. When we come back from this break, I want to take you back to New Zealand for a second because they're on this list. And I want to revisit what's happening there as we put down this vision, this theater of the mind, if you will, what a gun confiscation phony buyback would look like if Beto O'Rourke were successful. And yeah, we're going to get into the weeds. Some of you might not like what you hear come from my mouth, but I don't care. The truth is a harsh mistress. Back after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, GunBroker.com studios. Before I go back to what it would look like, I want to tell you a couple cool things coming up. GunBroker.com segment with Patricia Huff will be taping Friday, I think. Let me check. I got a text. Here it is. Yeah, I want to do over and under shotguns and side-by-side shotguns. So we're going to check out the shotguns. Great time of year for that, right? It's always a great time of year for shotguns, isn't it? But we're going to be covering that with Patricia Huff from GunBroker for the end of the month. What's cooking over on GunBroker? To those of you who are sending me your emails with photographs about what you got over there, I am so jealous, it's not even funny. One of them in particular, you know who I'm talking about. Antonio just sent me a photograph of his Colt Python that he picked up. Dude, and you know what was funny in the subject line of the email? It said, don't hate me, bro. Antonio, I don't hate you, bro. I love you more than anything in the world, and I'm really jealous, but that's okay. Mine's coming. All right, on to a couple other things here first. I got some great emails. This was pretty cool. Derek, thank you very much for helping me fix my monthly subscription. Your coffee is the best, and I'm telling all my friends about it. I got introduced to you by listening to Mark Walters on Armed American Radio. I'm a big supporter of veteran-based companies and anyone who supports my rights. Thank you again for all you do. And that came from Dennis Purcell over to Defender Coffee. It was forwarded to me by Derek Schrack, the CEO and the founder of Defender Coffee. And he says on there on his email, always love getting these. And that's pretty freaking cool. And almost as cool as this email that came in today. Hello, Mark. Thank you for partnering with Lead Slingers. I have bought my first bottle last week, and it's better than expected. I've spent a lot of time trying to find the perfect whiskey for me, and I found it with their brand. I will be trying all the flavors they offer, a shot at a time. But so far, my favorite is the Fighting Spirit. Thank you for sharing this company with me, and I appreciate doing business with a company that is owned and operated by fellow combat veterans. Jason. Jason, what a great email, my friend. And I sent a copy of that over to Brad, who is the CEO over at Lead Slingers, and he's going to be joining us on the air with some great messages. What a time to be doing this and having fun. So there's a lot getting ready to happen here on Armed American Radio in the coming days, weeks, and months ahead. And it's going to pop quick. The premium content that I got coming for you, excuse me, again, my crud, I want to apologize. Must have been that the GRPC or something sitting in an airplane. Picked up some of that crud. No big deal. Don't worry. It'll all go away. Let me take a sip of my Defender iced coffee. Hold on. There we go. No food or drink in studio, right? Haven't said that in a while. The premium content's getting ready to pop, and it's going to pop quick. All of a sudden, you're going to get on the website, and boom, it's going to be there. You can know in advance if you visit armedamericanradio.com quickly and check out. Well, you'll see them. If you're on the site playing around, the email thing will pop up telling you that there's some really cool new stuff coming. Put your name in there. Excuse me. Get your email in there and stay tuned. I'm going to be putting an email out here probably in the next couple, 3 days as I get some more information on the development of the website. So thank you all for your support. I appreciate it. Let's go back now to what gun confiscation would look like. We were talking about the hundreds of millions of guns in America. And I gave you the 25. The United States tops it out. There's no question about it as far as civilians' firearm ownership. But you know what? The anti-gunners would have you believe that America is the most violent country on earth. And it couldn't be further from the truth. In fact, we're not even in the top 90. Nope. There are 350 million people in America. The FBI numbers, we went over them yesterday, are dropping like a stone. I'm going to spend more time on that, probably on the Monster Cast. But nonetheless, the Uniform Crime Report statistics are out, and they are astonishingly low. Violent crime in America is dropping at a rapid pace. Violent crime in England is increasing by double digits. It's been decreasing here in the United States for years. Don't let them fool you. But I want to go back to, as I told you before, I want to go back to New Zealand. New Zealand is right about in the middle of the pack. Where are they? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. There's number 17 out of 25. 26.3 civilian-owned firearms per 100 residents. 20,000 black rifles, AR-15s, have been turned in. 20,000. Less than 20,000. What do you think that would look like here in the United States of America? Where there are an estimated, and I'm going to tell you now this number's low, an estimated 16 million. That's from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. An estimated 16 million. That's estimated. That number's far higher than that. Far higher. I have more than one. Each one of my variants is beautiful. Each one is a collector to me. I have two that I shoot regularly. I have a 22 model version, my son's, the M&P 22. Beautiful little gun. Lots of fun to shoot, inexpensive to shoot, too, in an AR platform. And then I have two that I keep for the dirty work of home defense. Yeah, they really are used for home defense. Have one sitting right behind me. It's never used itself. And to those of you who are concerned, I appreciate your concern, but I promise you, we trust each other. It's not going to jump up and harm me while I'm on the air with you because it's incapable of doing that. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not giving one of them to anyone. Unless it's someone I choose to give to as a gift. And if I do that, I'm not getting a background check because it's going to be somebody I know. I will not comply with that. I won't. Not going to happen. Not going to have to worry about it. Because that's not going to pass. It's not going to be signed. Particularly now that the Dems are so focused on impeachment. But back to New Zealand again. What do you think it would look like here in the United States? With an estimated 16.5 million, keep in mind, that's just AR-15s. We don't know how many AK-47s. We don't know how many other guns would be on his list at this point in time. Dianne Feinstein has 205 on hers. So you're talking about hundreds of millions of firearms that these lunatic moron, literally dopes, are talking about confiscating from 350 million Americans. Over 120 million. Steven's right about this. It's you hear 100 million gun owners. It's far higher than that. I'm going to say it probably close to 200 million, if not higher than that in America. Because most people aren't going to tell you they have a gun. I wouldn't. You call me and ask me that, but pff, I don't know what you're talking about. Click. I don't recognize your number. And according to Steven, by the way, those rifles represent only 4% of the total number of guns in the United States. Think about that. So how in the world are you going to round them up? He goes on to talk about New Zealand halfway through its gun confiscation effort, supported by nearly every politician in the country. And its government has seized under 20,000 firearms. Seized. That's a compliance rate of just 10%, according to the New Zealand Herald. A similar compliance rate in the U.S. would leave more than 14 million, if you use 16 million guns as the number, ARs and AKs in circulation. 14 million. How effective was that? And Stephen reminds us also, because he's good at what he does, that it also seems clear that we, as Americans, would be far less willing to give up our guns than New Zealanders have been. Of course. So our compliance rate's going to be far less than that. And he reminds us, and this is brilliant, and I quote, "There is a long history here of resistance to the taking of the people's arms. It goes back to a thwarted effort by General Thomas Gage, a redcoat, to seize arms from the people of Concord in 1775. Texans refusing at the Battle of Gonzales in 1835. You know, the flag with the cannon says, come and take it. That's called the Gonzales flag. And that came from Thermopylae hundreds of years ago. Moulin Lavey, no way. You want them, come get them. But that was in 1835. Texans refused at the Battle of Gonzales to turn over their guns, and their cannon, actually, to Santa Anna, General Santa Anna. Charlton Heston himself, remember Charlton Heston? Declaring the only way that anyone is going to take any of his guns was from my cold, dead hands. So Stephen, and I continue quoting, says, "It's fanciful to think a country with that kind of ingrained commitment to guns would accept a confiscation scheme when New Zealand, a place where such a scheme was passed with near unanimous support, is having trouble implementing it." Stephen reminds us, and I'm glad he does, that the ban on possession of ammunition magazines holding more than 10 rounds in New Jersey, remember this one? We told you a few weeks back, or back months ago. The New Jersey State Police told Ammo Land not a single one has been surrendered. Think about that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Back after this to continue.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back. Sean was asking me during the break. Hold on one second. Let me take a sip of this coffee again. This is Defender Coffee, by the way. My money goes to the Second Amendment Foundation. Where's yours going to go? Love my iced coffee, man. I really do. Sean was asking me during the break about Leadslingers, and I just texted him over a photograph of Tony Darling, the owner of Vault Pro Safe, sent me a photograph yesterday of himself holding Leadslingers in front of one of his safes in his shop there, which was just beautiful. And, you know, what else can you say? Thank you for that, Tony. All right. And Sean, you get a picture too, so let me know. New Jersey's recent ban on the possession of magazines. I want you to think about this for a second. The state police told Ammo Land, none have been surrendered. Not one. Not one has been surrendered. Oh, and if you want to read the Ammo Land stuff, ammoland.com/AAR. Go over and get on the list and get these. You'll read these things. This is the stuff that comes out from Ammo Land. Plus, my column yesterday was out. It was a fun one to write. But not one single magazine has been surrendered. Does that surprise you? Not in America, it doesn't. So if an American confiscation order somehow managed to get 90% compliance rate, according to Steve's opinion piece, there would still be at least 1.6 million ARs left in the wild. Guess what that's more than? So let's put it in context. There are an estimated 1 million firearms held by police in the United States. So that means that even if the vast majority of Americans, 90% of gun owners, gave up everything that they've believed since John Parker and his Minutemen met Major John Pitcairn and his Redcoats on a field outside of Lexington and Concord, there would still be more leftover AR-15s in the wild than the entire stockpile of every police force in the country. And, of course, you and I both know that a huge majority of Americans would never turn a gun over at all, period. Nobody. There will be the FUDs out there who feel that, oh, if I give up the gun in my safe, somehow Nicholas Cruz isn't going to shoot up another gun-free zone. You know, I don't know where that's just idiocy, frankly. That's ignorance, where something like that comes from. But most Americans, I believe most, and I say most, I mean that means over 51%, most Americans would never surrender a firearm during a mandatory buyback. Most. And we've seen it. Registration in Connecticut. The state's so embarrassed they don't even want to give out the numbers. And I dared the governor, and I dared the state police in Connecticut, go arrest the people who are not complying with your law. Do it. Go turn your taxpayers and your good, decent, hardworking people into criminals. Throw them in jail. Start enforcing your law. They won't. They know better. Ask yourself why. They won't do it. And Stephen reminds us, and this is where this gets hairy, and this is where some people might not like talking about this, but I don't care. Many of you would never turn them over, even if armed men came to your homes to collect them. And this is a true statement. In the end, to get every AR-15, you would have to be willing to kill some American gun owners. You would have to kill your fellow Americans to deny citizens their constitutional rights and accomplish what that wacko nutjob socialist Beto O'Rourke is dangerously running around the country saying. And Stephen reminds us, and I quote, it's an inescapable truth. What purpose would it serve, Stephen asks. Rifles, he goes into some of the numbers from the Uniform Crime Report, the FBI. Now, you want to go back to that? Yeah, let's go back to that. Yes, in the end, to get every AR-15, you would have to be willing to kill some gun owners. Why? Because there will be, now keep in mind, we're talking about millions of people. I don't know what the number is, but I'll tell you, it'd be over a million are going to stand their ground and not give you anything, and the result is going to be disastrous. There will be bloodshed, and Americans will be killed on both sides, and it'll be ugly. And where that would lead this country, what path that would lead us down, I have no idea. But I know that none of us want to find out. So that's why I say this rhetoric is extremely dangerous, because it is a fact of life, and Stephen points it out. There are Americans out there, many Americans out there, who hold far more guns than police, that are going to say, no, and I don't care if you come to my home. You're going to have to shoot it out with me. That's going to happen. Beto O'Rourke knows that. He doesn't care, because he knows he doesn't stand a chance anyway. That's why the rhetoric is so dangerous. This is so divisive to the country to hear this coming from an American politician who is running for president, that they would even bring this up and run on it, let alone bring it up and put it on T-shirts and sell it and profit off of it. The reality, according to Stephen, is that there are so many of these rifles that even an astronomical surrender rate would leave a massive stockpile in civilian hands. And as you and I both know, and Stephen points out, the surrender rate would probably be low, leaving tens of millions of rifles in circulation. So why is it worth doing? It isn't. You know it. I know it. They know it. It's campaign fodder. But I go back to my good friend David Codrey, who said, in America, we can't have our guns confiscated. It's impossible. Well, wait a minute. That's what we're talking about here. No, because in America, this is the brilliance of David Codrey and his statement. So prophetic. Because in America, we have a right, not a privilege, but a right to own firearms for our own self-defense and the protection of our nation from enemies domestic and foreign, including a tyrannical government run amok, which is exactly what Beto O'Rourke is doing. That's what he's espousing, is a tyrannical government. So we can't have our guns confiscated. We can only willfully give them up in America. Such a profound statement. So true. And millions of us will never do that. I won't. I will never give them up. And I'll do everything in my power to see to it that they never have a registered firearm in mind. It's none of their business what I own. Again, it's not bravado, it's not machismo, it's an American acting free. I'm a free American. And Beto O'Rourke, with his rhetoric, is causing the degrading, the destruction of American freedoms with this dangerous, hateful, un-American, unconstitutional rhetoric. Stephen's article was spot on. It's you know, the inescapable truth that Americans would be killed on both sides if this were to ever come to pass. And to think that Beto O'Rourke doesn't know that, to be fundraising off of this with T-shirts, hell yes, we're going to take you. No, you're not, pal. Very, 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 very frightening conversation to have, and one that you have to ask, why are they doing it? Why are they, what do they expect? What do they expect to gain here? Does Kamala Harris really truly believe that 150 to 160 million Americans, as I believe the number to be, are just going to march down and give her their stuff? Let's not even talk about how many law enforcement would not, by the way, even respond to such an order to do such a thing to their fellow Americans, because they know better. So ask yourself this question. This is what I'm going to leave you with today. Why are the Democrats doing this? Why are they saying this? Why are they running on this? Who are they pandering to? Well, it's easy. The mainstream media, who's pushing their agenda and providing them the numbers of 8 in 10, or in this case, 800 out of 1,000 Democrats who claimed that they supported these confiscatory policies. So the danger is not really the individual politician, is it? The danger is the 800 out of 1,000 of that group. I don't know how that would translate if we interviewed 150 million Americans. But that's where the danger lies. That's why it's up to us to try to change minds. Take somebody to the range. Have some fun with them. We're going to get up and do it all again tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios, because we can. Until we meet on the radio again tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio.